96th birthday.
What if she just turned 93, though? Can it be...
You said 96th birthday. I'm not counting down the days of when she's halfway through her years.
Can it be 96 or 2.5 years?
She won't make it to September of 2022?
Yeah.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Unless she turns 96 before
you. Don't get to have it both ways.
Why not?
Which one is it, bro?
Over 2.5 years.
What a dummy. Her birthday's April 21st.
Damn it!
Got him!
You said the initial thing was 96.
And then so. You asked me for a favor, and I said yes. Oh, 2.5 years.
She's not going to make it that long.
Go September 25th, 2022, Cam. Queen Elizabeth will no longer be with us.
Seems like a long time. She's got great health care, though. It's just sick to me that you say she's going to die.
On 1340 WKGN.
If I had to pick a Super Bowl team at this juncture.
Hold on, Jordan. We got some breaking news. The queen has died.
Oh, no.
What?
The queen has died.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Two board bets.
Whoa.
Come across. According to CNN, Queen Elizabeth II has died peacefully at Buckingham Palace.
What?
Hour number two, kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Here's some hour two headlines, Cody Mack.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
A Qatari official involved in the organ. See, this is why it has to be pronounced Qatar. Because if you pronounce it Qatar, then it would say a Qatari official.
That
doesn't sound right.
What's wrong with Qatari?
Qatari? It makes me think of like cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
Cutlery. Like knives and scissors and.
Yeah.
Cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
Cutlery. A Qatari official involved in the organization of the World Cup has put the estimated number of worker deaths related to the tournament between, guess how many?
Wait, so workers that were helping like make the stadium and stuff?
Yeah, workers involved just in the World Cup tournament who work for the country and getting it ready.
All right, how many people died?
How many do you think have died? How many would you guess? Just, I guess this could be on the job.
Honestly, before you like asked, if you just would have said, hey, how many people do you think died? I would have said like zero, but I feel like now the number's going to be high.
Well, I'm going to say I think the number is probably higher than you think.
200.
Still a little bit higher than
really?
That. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a lot, seems to me. They say between 400 and 500 workers died.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Like, what do they die doing?
It seems high. The comment, let's see, human rights groups over the toll of the Middle East First World Cup. Migrant workers built more than $200 billion worth of stadiums, metro lines, and infrastructure needed for the tournament. This is document, okay, to a annual basis and covers 8 stadiums. All work-related fatalities, 414 work-related fatalities. So I'm guessing that they just don't have standards over there, like for construction, and it seems like they're just sending people up these, you know, they're just building these places up like...
Well, they didn't have, like, any fields, right? Like, yeah, I mean, they had to hurry and put these things up, right?
Isn't yeah.
kind of what happened?
Yeah, so I think they're workers. They just send them up there like monkeys. They just... People are just climbing around and they fall. It seems wild. Like
those are like the craziest pictures that I see, like from like history. When we see like the
people
on scaffolds
those...
up there, like in New York City, with like
just
no
chilling.
Like, yeah, just like no harnesses or anything. I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
I saw the one last night of the guy who climbed to the top of the World Trade Center, and he was when they were installing the needle that went up from the World Trade Center. Very high. He was up on the needle. It's crazy. Scary. Yeah, so anyway, they don't have, I guess they don't have a lot of standards. They don't have, what is it we have here? OSHA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess
two
they don't.
OSHA references in 1 week.
Oh, we had another one?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh. What was it?
I had said something about OSHA, and you said, no, that's what, who protect our workers. I don't know.
I don't remember that at all.
It was at the very end of the show.
And the other week, we had the story about the guy falling in the molten stuff.
Yeah. Was that OSHA that helped them out too? Yeah.
They only fined them like 100,000 or something.
There we go.
Jerry says that the Cowboys are unfazed by that Odell Beckham Jr. incident. His overall team compatibility, his judgment, his behavior is not an issue with him, Jerry said. It is with many, but it is not with him. Mike McCarthy says we're moving full steam ahead. Odell, of course,
was...
They
don't need Odell. They got good... Michael Gallup's good. I guess maybe they need him for a third receiver because I guess Noah Brown isn't very good.
Dak sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Odell would be a nice luxury to have, but...
Odell, of course, removed from an American Airlines flight at Miami on Sunday, but that has no bearing on the Cowboys or how they view him or anything like that.
What do we think?
They're not worried about
it. What do we think actually happened?
It said he was going in and out of consciousness.
So, like, we think he took some, like, sleeping pills, some, like, muscle relaxers to, like, for a flight?
Maybe, yeah, probably. Probably took something if you're going in and out of consciousness.
I mean, is that uncommon for people to take medication before flights if they want to sleep on the plane?
I don't think so.
A lot of people take drugs before going on a plane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is that bad? Like, I don't think I couldn't decide what they thought the problem was. Is the problem that he was going in and out of consciousness, or is the problem that he refused to put on his seatbelt? Because then they tried to put a seatbelt on, he's like, no. And they're like, well, then they made him leave because of that. So, like, what was it? Was it they think he was on drugs, or was it just like, hey, he didn't want to put a seatbelt on, it was unruly?
I don't know. I didn't read into it that much. Probably should have read it.
Okay.
Do you take drugs before flying?
No. Now that I'm a Delta Diamond member or whatever, I can go into the lounge and load up on drinks for free before the flight. If you're Delta Plus? Yeah. No, not Delta Plus. I don't know what the hell Delta Plus is. I mean, there's Comfort Plus.
Delta 8.
Do love my Delta 8, Graham.
What if you took Delta 8 before you flew Delta? Then it could be like...
You'd be Delta 9, basically.
I was going to say Delta squared.
Delta on Cloud 9.
Yeah. Ooh.
There's so many references that could be made. So many connections. Have you seen the non-binary nuclear official that Biden appointed to...
No. Why the hell would I care about a nuclear... Who is it?
I don't
care about cabinet members, bro. I remember so much of my childhood I cared about, like, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell and everything, but, like, I can't really name any of the cabinet members since then.
Was it Art Duncan?
What was the guy's name, Cam? It was, like, the education guy that got to play, like, in the celebrity basketball games.
And
would always be out there dropping buckets. It was, like, Arnie Duncan or something like that.
I think that's his name.
Yeah. You know. He did education. That's the only guy I know, and it's just because he was out there getting buckets.
He was hooping.
Well, this official has been charged with stealing a woman's luggage. This guy's made headlines because he's non-binary. Well, I don't even know how to say it, but headlines have been made because of the appointment to this person that you've seen. Anyway, he stole a woman's luggage, and now he's been arrested.
It's one of Biden's appointees. I have zero clue what you're talking about.
Okay. It's just something I saw in my Fox News headlines here. Pete Davidson was seen courtside with Emily Ratajkowski. Ratajkowski?
Who cares? Irrelevant person.
You always seem to not care about that.
I don't care who
Pete I'm very Davidson. Interested in the Pete Davidson, Pete Emily Ratajkowski.
Especially Emily. Who the hell is Emily Ratajkowski other than a pretty face?
No,
I'm saying, but what does she do?
Yeah, you
tell me what she does.
No, I know. You had this take last time.
Well, just tell me what she does. Why do you care about
it? I don't know. Well, because it's Pete Davidson is the reason for the headline. I mean, Pete Davidson's he's a news generator. He's a newsmaker. Everybody's interested in Pete Davidson's dating life.
I'm not.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe nobody cares.
I mean, like, when it was the Kardashian, okay, I guess. I don't know.
The Rose Bowl has been issued an ultimatum this week by the college football playoff. They have given a deadline of Wednesday to determine whether the playoff can expand in time for the start of the 2024 regular season. And if the Rose Bowl cannot agree to terms, it's possible that it would be excluded
from the New Year's Six bowl rotation in the next contract.
The Rose Bowl is trying so hard to remain special, and it's kind of holding up progress.
Right. A playoff source said, "We want the Rose Bowl. We have a good partnership with the six bowls we are affiliated with and want to continue that. I hope the Rose Bowl will be part of it, but there's no guarantee, none at all." So if the playoff does not expand in time for the 24 season, it would lose roughly $450 million in potential gross revenue. So they're bound to get it done. There's money to be made. But they want to make a decision this week. Possibly as soon as today.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Today, yeah.
Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday.
Cam, send us a break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Game time. Big news, Cody, as Nashville SC defender Walker Zimmerman, he has been benched today for the must-win World Cup match against Iran. Your analysis?
It's a big loss. It's a key player for us.
So you disagree with the decision to bench him?
Well, I think
you're questioning Greg here.
I think you've got to take a player's health into account.
And he's not hurt.
His future.
This is a healthy benching.
Okay. Okay. Well, sometimes there are other things that happen that would constitute a bit of a lapse in play for a player if certain things were to happen. And those things could be certain reasons which are unknown. And I'd have to know the reasons. To know.
He's basically, I don't know, you know, enough about like defending stats or whatever to know whether or not it's the right decision. I'm not going to pretend like I do, but I do know he's the Schmohawk who had the foul against the Wales that put, you know, them in position to tie the game with like 15 minutes left. So I do know that was a dumbass play. So
how do you think Wales got its name? Do you think they saw Wales off the coast there? Is it a landlocked country? It's got a coastline, doesn't it? Wales?
Doesn't all of the UK have like some coast to it or no?
Well, it's an island, so
that's what I'm saying. Doesn't it have to? Well, if it's an island, it has to be coast, is what I'm saying, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Because Wales could be in the middle, I guess.
Wales could be. Yeah,
it could, I'm not a geography guy. Everyone knows this.
Where is Wales, Cam? Do you know? Is it on the west coast of? Because Scotland's on the east coast of the UK, right? Northeast. I don't know where Wales is.
I'm not sure exactly.
It's really not important.
Is it even a real country? I feel like when I was trying to get good at like European geography, Cam, I was doing all those, you know, Sporkle quizzes. I don't think I ever typed Wales in before.
I'm gonna look at Wales on the map.
Wales derives from an Anglo-Saxon word meaning foreigners.
Okay, Wales is coastline, so they could have seen Wales. It's between the Irish Sea and the Bristol Channel. Just across the way from Dublin.
Oh, yes.
Aaron Rodgers says on the Pat McAfee show that his scans came back good, negative, but good, and that he plans on playing this week. I can't imagine that Packers fans are actually happy about that, right? Like, don't you want to see Jordan Love? Like, if you're Matt LaFleur, don't you have to make that decision? Like, hey, we want to see Jordan Love?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially when you saw that little flash of him last game where he kind of going up and down the field a little bit and making some good throws.
I mean, he left you wanting to see more,
yep,
at least.
Do you ever feel a longing in your soul for something in the past?
All the time.
Daily. I mean, maybe something even before you were born. Do you ever feel maybe like you're meant to do something?
A plane.
Like smoke cigarettes on an airplane? Yeah. That would be cool. What if you just lit one up on an airplane?
I long to be able to go through to the airport and like see my loved ones off without having to buy a ticket and go through security.
I mean,
they do in the rom-coms. I long just to be able to like run and catch them as they're trying to get on their flight. But now you wouldn't be able to do that. You'd have to buy a ticket and go through security and everything.
Yeah, you could never. They would probably shoot you before you could get there.
Yeah.
They'd be like, why is this guy running in the airport?
Right.
They would probably gun you down.
Yeah. I do long for those days.
The U.S. Marshals would have you on the ground. you'd never get to her. I mean, do you ever feel something that's maybe inside of you, but it's maybe genetic, like it's from the past? Where do your people come from?
Nyota.
Before that, though.
Madisonville.
Back a couple of hundred of years, do you know?
I've never.
You know, my grandma used to do genealogy. She was really big into that.
Yeah.
And I used to know all kinds of stuff about my family. Did you know actually?
I had to do a family tree one time in school. I wish I would have paid more attention to it. Like, you had to interview, like, living family members and try to, like, get background and, like, where they came from and what they did and stuff like that. And I wish, like, I would have taken it maybe a little bit more seriously. But I don't believe in the 23andMe stuff. I've never done that.
It's pretty cool to learn.
I don't want to sell my DNA, though. Also, don't want to get any of my past relatives in trouble for, like, murder or anything.
Well, when my grandma was big into it, she was doing it in libraries. Like, it was before you even, it was, like, online.
She was taking a lot of DNA samples.
In libraries. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean she was getting it on in libraries. I
mean, apologies to your mother.
She's not listening.
If that was her mother we were talking about.
This is my grandmother on the paternal side.
Okay. Is your dad listening? I hope he doesn't listen either.
He could be.
He might want to whip my ass out.
Now he's thinking about the library.
He's going to whip my ass.
That's not what I meant. I meant she used to go – before the internet, you had to do things in libraries. But, no, it's interesting, though. I actually come from a slave down the line. There was, like, you know how you hear about back in the day when I don't know the proper term. The slaves would get with the house.
Masters?
The masters. Okay, I didn't know if I could say masters.
Owners? I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, there would be, like, breeding that would go
it's
along.
It's not offensive for us to say masters, right? Is it? I mean, we're not the masters. We're not making people call us masters. I don't know.
In my family history, the thing that's interesting, and this was back in, I don't know, 1700s, 1800s, whatever, but, like, my lineage started, like, my last name was the name of the owner.
Well,
I come from the slave.
Okay.
The slave in...
Like an Irish slave, or what are we looking at here?
No, it was a black African slave, and he breeded with a white... master, like woman, I guess. I don't know the proper terms, but they breeded. And anyway.
So he was a guy that had sex with a white woman.
And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if
probably nothing good.
But
that's
where. Have you ever seen the movie Life? Similar to that.
But that's where my lineage started. And then, it came down from there, and they just took the name, the slave baby took the name of the master. And so my name comes from, like, a prestigious family, but my actual lineage does not. I was a bastard from the jump. Or my people were, you know. And now, obviously, I'm white because after a certain amount of time, I don't know if there was a lot of other, like, interracial stuff in my family in the last few generations. It's been pretty white, I think. But where I started, though, I was... So, can't ever say I'm not, you know.
You think you had known Quavo.
What I was asking, though, is back in
the
day.
That made you uncomfortable, Cam? It made me a little uncomfortable.
It's my family.
I just didn't know where he was going the entire time.
It's my family. So, can I say that... I'm black, like a little bit.
You can say the
N-word. No, God, no. Can I say that I'm like.
Based on my story.
Can I say that I'm a little bit black, though? If I were to show you the documents. Could I say?
It's like an appeal process.
Are you going to try to join in the reparations movement? Is that what you're going to do?
If I showed you the real documents, could I maybe get by with saying I'm a little bit black? It would probably be kind of like how people try to get free college by saying they're a little bit like Native American.
Yeah, I looked into that.
It's like 2% or something, you know?
I looked into that. My grandfather was half
Indian. Black?
No, Indian. Oh, Native American. really, I was on Thanksgiving Day. I know it's cliche, but I really was thinking, like, it would kind of suck just to be labeled as Indian when you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't Indian, and, like, all of a sudden, everyone's calling you Indian, and, like, I was just thinking about how absurd that is. Like,
Louis got a joke about that.
We showed up somewhere and just, like, this has got to be India.
Yeah. Oh, this is Indians. India.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this is not India. You're Indian, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Ah, you're Indian.
I was thinking about how actually absurd that is. Like, and everyone's like, oh, it's so woke to try to now call them Native Americans. Like, no, it's kind of messed up just to come and be like, no, we're going to give you a whole new name for your Cowboys and Indians. We're going to make games about it. We're going to do a whole thing about it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and then plus the genocide and all that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, though, from what I was asking
you ever seen the
before
meme
we got
the,
off track.
You ever seen the meme with the sword? And, like, the first half of the meme is, like, a short word, and then, like, they reveal the rest of the sword to show, like, a big long message. Mm-hmm. I saw one on Thanksgiving that was, like, Native Americans, please just give us back our land and let us live here. And then they go to pull it, and it says, okay. And the rest of it is, Oklahoma is now your new home.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's not funny, but I was like,
oh, it's
man.
Very funny.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's,
I mean,
very funny.
It wouldn't be if I was Native American.
Well,
but, or maybe at this point I would
be.
Laugh. I don't know.
It might be.
I don't.
I'm sure Native Americans have a sense of humor.
I would
say
I would say a lot of them don't.
I think they're probably just like us. That
no,
they're nuanced.
No.
See, there you go again. You're putting all of them in a box.
No, that's what you do. I'm just saying. I don't.
We did kind of put them all in a box by putting them in Oklahoma.
Hey.
Well, Oklahoma's on square
we're going
shape.
Box like. When I hear put somebody in a box, I think.
Like cargo ship? Oh,
murder.
I thought you were going to go back to slaves.
Put somebody in a box.
Cargo ship.
No, well, that's not good either, but put someone in a box. It's like a pine box, murder coffin. Like, that's where my mind goes. You say put them in a box.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did that.
Well, I know. That's why I was like, hey. And then you were confused.
I was talking about Oklahoma. And
yeah.
Now it's like one of the boring box states. Anyway, before we got off track, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, Gillis, please get back to
your
slave
people,
heritage. Or
where
your,
do, no, before that, where do your people come from?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
England,
really
Scotland.
I don't know.
It's
never really
interested.
It's never really interested me. It's one
I
of those things.
Very
that,
interesting.
Well, I know it's one of those things that I should be interested by, but it just doesn't interest me. Maybe I just from an early age it didn't interest me because I didn't think I would ever be able to track it.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm just so I'm against giving my DNA and, you know, signing up for all that stuff that they'll do with
you. You got the vaccine,
that.
Didn't you?
Well, they don't take your DNA when they give you the vaccine, do they?
Yeah, they do.
What?
They pull your blood out and send it to Bill Gates.
I don't.
And now he's making a prototype of you.
I don't think that's how that works.
I read that.
I don't think that's how it works.
What I wanted to say when this started, do you ever feel something inside you that is almost like a calling?
So what are you getting at here? What is your calling?
About destiny?
I'm just looking
don't
at this.
Don't say anything racist.
To be a plantation owner, I'm just looking at this map of England, and I feel some like my people were there. You know,
like that's where you belong.
Yeah, because I think my destiny is to be an old man in a pub alone.
But if your lineage started with the black slave, that doesn't really scream.
But that,
English pub.
But he had to come from somewhere. You know, well.
I don't think
it was an English pub.
I think he came from Africa. But
do you not feel like you used to be your call back to the motherland?
Well, see, that's the paternal side going in the
I don't want to talk
in
about
the
this
maternal direction. But
it's making me uncomfortable.
There, I have other people though. In
stop calling them your people. By the way, I don't. That doesn't sit well with me either.
In Ireland. Because my grandmother's side was Ireland. And then on my mom's side, guess what I have? Italian. Sicilian.
The Fan Run live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. Located in Memphis, Tennessee. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to learn more. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Cam, send us to break. There
There we go, big man. Progress.
What are you talking about?
You snapped the lid of your drink while the music was playing before the mics were on. Team USA has brought in 92% of the handle.
Ooh.
People betting on them to win the game today. 92%.
They will win.
8%, I guess, are just haters. Maybe a little emotional hedging.
Haters,
I don't know.
Losers, yeah.
I did think about maybe taking Iran and a draw combo for like -120 as an emotional hedge. Did think about it, but I did not.
So, what do we know about this Iran team?
They're ranked similarly to where Wales is nationally, internationally, I guess, as far as the world soccer rankings. But, yeah, the fact that they don't really need a win.
What'd you say, Cam? I didn't hear the first part of this. I didn't hear anything you were saying.
They're ranked similar to where Wales is as far as, like, the international world soccer rankings. I want to say they were, like, 19th
true?
And Wales was, like, 17th or something like that.
Wales is 17th?
Is that, like, middle somewhere, of the pack?
Or we're somewhere in there, too. Like,
well, I was going to say, I thought they were ranked similar to us. I did not think Wales was top 20. I might be wrong on that, but
I think it was like a one or two spot difference. I don't think it was a huge.
Yeah, no, you're
gap.
Right. Wells is ranked number 19th. Yeah.
Is that
and okay. Iran's 20th?
Mid pack, okay. Is that good?
I was just gonna kind of use that to be like it's gonna be similar to that Wales team, like except they don't really have like.
Who's their best player?
Gareth Bale was like Wales guy, like you know he's like a world renowned striker. Yeah. Iran doesn't really have anybody like that. That's the difference, I'd say, between those two teams.
We're ranked 16th, so we're better, but it's... I don't know how accurate the
is it like college either. Football? Is
I don't know how accurate the rankings are. There is a part of me that worries about playing a Middle Eastern team on Middle Eastern soil, though.
Yeah.
We just got to go out there and fight and slow down. We got to try to slow.
Issue is we've had trouble scoring, and I think they're going to kind of just sit back and try to play defensive the whole game.
We really need to strike oil early.
Well, oh yeah.
And slow Muhammad. We got to slow him down.
Be careful. Be careful, buddy.
Check the roster. I want to know if there's actually.
No, there definitely is. There's definitely. There's a Muhammad.
Be
it's just a,
careful.
It's just a popular name. It's like. It's like
most popular
it's
name
like
in the
Bob
world,
here.
Right?
I think it is actually.
That's what they said in Superbad.
What's the most popular American name now? It's definitely not Bob anymore.
You don't think Robert is?
No, no.
Where do you think John ranks? Top five.
Yeah,
with an H, not an N.
What do you? Which name do you think? If I said, can you name 30 Johns? Do you think you could? That's too few, isn't it? You could probably name more than that. 50.
Just, I mean, obviously you're talking about famous Johns, right?
Yeah. Anybody with celebrity. It could be sports, music, movies, whatever.
From what I'm seeing, I don't see any Muhammads on the Iranian national team.
That's surprising. Any
Nope. Muhammad Mahdi.
Are there any Youssefs? Mahdi.
So, yep, that was just pretty racist by you.
Is there a Youssef?
Nope. There's a Hossein Husseini.
Jose?
Hossein.
He plays
like Hussein,
for
Hussein, but has an O. It'd be a problem, man. 50 Johns, I mean, probably. I don't know, actually. I just keep getting to John Lennon and John Rocker. That's all I got.
John Rothstein?
He's J-O-N.
If I let you include J-O-N, could you get to 50? John Hamm?
They're going to call it, include John the Baptist from the Bible.
Yeah.
So at 4, we got John Hamm, too. He's J-O-N as well.
Do you get to include Johnny's?
No. Then
John Travolta?
Yeah,
Travolta. Maybe the number, maybe 30 would be a better.
I mean, I think I could eventually get to it, but.
It would take some time.
There's not enough famous Johns.
Would John be the most common
Wall.
Name that you would choose? If I said you have to name 30 of one name, what name would you choose?
Michael?
Jordan Jackson?
Tyson?
Michael B. Johns? Isn't Michael? Michael B. Good? No,
Michael
it was
B.
Johnny.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael, who was the guy with Parkinson's?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael Myers.
Mike, do you get to use Mike's?
I think you just get to use, in my head you do, because, I mean, no one calls him Michael Tyson. And you said Tyson pretty early.
Yeah, Michael Phelps, would probably be the most common. Is that the most common name in America?
Especially if you're like just looking at athletes. I mean, yeah.
Mike Phelps. Hey, it's big Mike Phelps.
Yeah.
The swimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be so much less cool.
Look at that guy in a pool.
He'd be so much less cool if he went by Mike Phelps instead of Michael Phelps. Good decision by him.
I think Mike is always better than Michael. If I was named Michael, I think I'd go by Mike. It's just shorter.
I like Michael better.
Why?
Only my friends can call me Mike. Unless I was on the radio.
Then you'd be...
Because, I mean, for my whole life, I went
Mike
by,
in the morning.
Well, like, for my whole life, I went by Jonathan.
What if Mike and Mike was Michael and Michael?
Like, only my dad really called me John. And it was his
dad. That's what everybody calls you now, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that's only because of the radio. Like, my dad is the only person that called me John, because his dad was named John, so he called me John. Everybody else in my family, all my friends...
Your mom calls you Jonathan.
Yeah, all the rest of my family and friends all call me Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's kind of changed now because it's been long enough, like where they all kind of call me John now, but my mom still calls me Jonathan.
I guess, you know, why the extra syllables?
Well, I liked it, but, you know, on the radio, it's Jonathan Reed, it's a lot harder to say than just John Reed.
It's not hard to say, but it's...
It would be.
Yeah, why put in the extra work, you know?
It just...
John
Reed. It sounds better on the radio.
John Reed. Two syllables. Yeah. To the point, simple.
Yeah.
I have four syllables, that's way too many.
Yeah, you're Cody Mack, as far as I'm concerned.
CM. Why don't people go by initials anymore? You know how, like, you always, everybody cool knows, like, an old initials. Man named,
know,
like, WC?
Oh,
it's old WC.
I thought you were going to say
that's JT.
I thought you were going to say CM. I know an old man named CM. He's cool.
Yeah.
Cool man. CM. It's my guy.
There's TJ.
Well,
there's
people call
JT.
Me JR. Some of my friends call me JR.
JR. That's old JR.
But not Junior. Junior there's never called
old CB over there.
Yeah, I'd probably go CC.
CC? CC? Why CC?
Middle name, I assume.
What is your middle name? Charles?
It's unguessable. You can't guess it.
I feel like you've told me before, but...
No. You will never have heard that
Charlie?
No.
No, definitely not.
It's Cortez.
Cortez? It almost sounds like Cartel.
Kevin Cortez is a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were you, I'd just go by that.
Yeah, Cortez, you should just go by Cartel. Cortez. Okay. Is it spelled like cartel, but with a Z? Like C-A-R-T-E-Z?
Or,
yeah.
What's cooler? Well, let's take a vote. Cameron Cortez or Cortez Black?
It's
ooh.
Cortez.
Ooh, Cortez Black sounds kind of cool.
Cortez almost sounds like Cortez, like, too.
If I was a drug dealer, I'd go by Cortez.
So really, just...
Cortez, yeah, that's a good drug dealer name.
No offense, but of the three options we've given, I think you went with the worst one. No offense, but Cameron Black does not sound as cool as Cameron Cortez or Cortez Black.
You could go by Camcar.
Again, no offense.
Camcar.
Camtez. No. No on the Camtez.
Just go by Tez.
Ooh. Yeah.
No offense. I feel like Tez has to be taller.
Why?
To me, Tez is like 6'3" and like handsome. No?
I don't know.
If I ever met a guy named Tez, I would imagine. Like, you know.
It does seem like a problem. Okay?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to mess with.
I used to know a guy named Artez. Which is almost Cortez. His name was Artez Brown. Huh. He was a running back.
Okay.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's about as close as it gets. You know.
That was his name, though.
Just darken that last name a little and give him a C, and he's the same person.
He played football.
Speaking of football, we never really talked about the Steelers-Colts game. Nothing really there to talk about, right?
Yeah, they both suck, and Jeff Saturday doesn't know how to time manage because he doesn't know how to coach it.
Honestly, I see everyone saying that. I didn't have a problem with it.
I just want to call a timeout with it being a third down. You're like, I either got to pretty much get this or
I think
keep it rolling.
Well, that was when he ran a draw, right? He ran a running back draw.
On third down, they ran a draw, right? Yeah, they just handed it to Taylor.
If anything, I would say, okay, maybe call the timeout after third down before fourth down. But at the same time, 30 seconds from the 26, to me, they were just setting up to try to score a touchdown at the end and go for two to win. Against most teams, maybe you should do that. Maybe if I was Jeff Saturday, I wouldn't be worried at all about like the Steelers going back down and getting in field goal range. But I didn't think the Colts ran out of time. I thought they just – you know, couldn't pick up a fourth down. But I did see, you know, Jeff Saturday getting crushed for that.
Yeah, like, I didn't think it was, like, egregious. Like I don't think he should be getting slandered as much. I just would have, in that situation, been like, hey, let's get it together before this third down.
Yeah.
And make sure we have a good play call in instead of just kind of.
I didn't mind.
It seemed like they didn't really know what play they wanted to use, and they were a little hesitant, it seemed like.
Yeah. I didn't mind the running back draw. It's just Jonathan Taylor's just not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd make a better college coach.
Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just one of those things. There's some stats that show, like, the first game an interim coach coaches, they usually do well in, and then, like, the second, third, and fourth, they all usually stink in because they don't actually know what they're doing. The first one, like, if the team gets a boost of energy, and they're like, hey, we're going to go rally for him, and then after that, like, you actually have to make adjustments and, like, coach, and then, like, they struggle, and that's kind of what's happened to Jeff Saturday, I think.
He just seems – something about him screams college coach to me. Something about him. Maybe it's something about the time of the games.
I think it's the last name. It's Saturday.
That's what it is.
And college games are usually on Saturday.
Is. Yeah. If his last name was Sunday, he might be a better pro coach.
Checks out.
Seems that kind of ends the Indianapolis Colts season.
Yeah, they needed that one.
Seems that kind of ends it. We'll do our MySpace top 8, our power rankings after the break, and then it'll be World Cup time. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Go, go, power!
Rankings!
Go, go, power!
Rankings!
I need more fan power!
Rankings! Rankings. All right. Let's do our NFL power rankings, our MySpace top 8. Cody, who made it into your friends list today?
I have 8 very clear friends.
Okay.
I think my top 8 is clear. I like where I cut it off from 8 to 9. So I like these 8 teams. Mm-hmm. I'm just not real sure how to order them.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Let's go.
Number 8.
Do it for me, Big Daddy.
The Cincinnati Bengals climbing in at number 8 after their win over Tennessee. They went into Nashville and beat the Titans. Close game.
Man, I really hate that team.
Cincinnati?
They got our number.
I really like them.
I hate them.
As a team.
I hate them. I don't really like them whenever they don't play my team, but I definitely hate them when they play my team. They got our number, and it sucks.
Yeah.
We cannot beat them.
Well, they're 7-4 now. Yep. Bengals advanced 7-4 on a bit of a hot streak, so I'll put them in at 8. Number 7, I go with the ordering these teams is difficult. You know what? I'm putting Buffalo at 7.
Wow.
I'm putting Buffalo at 7.
Wow.
Because I'm moving the Niners ahead to 6.
Okay.
Buffalo at 7 is really low when you consider they are probably – are they still the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
They are not, but they, I believe, have the second best odds.
I think the Chiefs will beat them when it comes down to it, but even with that, 7's probably low, but I don't like the way they've played lately. They were in a
Josh Allen's not healthy.
No, they were in a fight with the Lions.
And I don't think he's going to be healthy is the problem. So, like, I think they're in trouble for the rest of the year.
Okay, so you don't mind Buffalo at 7.
I'm not saying I think they're the 7th best team, but I don't mind it. I'm not nitpicking.
They lost to the Jets. I don't like teams that lose to the Jets.
Understandable.
They lost to Minnesota.
Yep.
They lost that game. And then they were in a dogfight with the Lions.
Yep.
So
probably should have lost that game.
Buffalo at 7. I'm going to move the 49ers into 6. They were 4-4 a few weeks ago, and we knew they were good. They're now 7-4. They've continued to win. They've got a really, really good defense. Probably the best defense. Really, they might. Really, I think the Niners are better than 6th. But they have 4 losses, so for now we'll say 6th. Number 5, the Dolphins. Great explosive offense. But see, then I have the Vikings at 4. And I know you say the Vikings are not good, but they are 9-2, right?
Again, They were 2.5-point favorites. They were 2.5-point favorites at home against the Patriots.
Okay.
They were 2.5-point favorites at home against the Jets.
All right, let's get this right then. We're going to move the Vikings to 6. We're going to put the Niners at 5. Sometimes it's hard to decide your friends, you know, exactly how you want to rank your friends. So this is...
That's what was so brilliant about the MySpace Top 8.
This is a lot like the
MySpace Top 8. I do miss the MySpace Top 8. I used to love re-ranking my friends depending on how they had treated me that week.
I miss that a lot.
People
I wish,
so personally,
and I did it personally. Yeah. I wanted them to know. I did love the bit the guy had on the internet where he was just texting his friends his updated rankings like a couple years ago. Like, now that MySpace is gone, you don't have a way to keep up with how I feel about you, so I'm going to update you every week who's in my top 8.
I think Twitter should add that. Now, and you could probably reach out to Alon and have him put a new feature in to, now that he's running things. He seems to be pretty responsive to his fans.
I just don't know how much he's going to actually, like, add. I don't know if he has
the
engineers
to add. Would it be cool
for
him to top
add,
8, though,
add
on Twitter?
They have those Twitter circle things that are weird. Not circle, I guess, but the little chart, the
it's
pie chart.
It's a little
chart.
Different, though, because you don't really have friends on Twitter.
It's not true, but I know what you're saying. Anyways, keep going with your list, please. We're running out of time. You always take up all the damn time. I got to get my list, too.
Okay, all right. 4 Dolphins, 3 Cowboys, 2 Chiefs, 1 Eagles.
That fast.
Oh, okay.
So well, 5 was who?
I'm moving the Niners to 5.
Niners 5.
Vikings back to 6. I'm keeping the Dolphins at 4. I'm going to put the Cowboys at 3. Explosive offense Dallas has. And with this new stuff coming out about Jerry recently, I think that's going to push them forward even more.
They're going to rally for the boys.
They're going to rally for Jerry. I think, yeah, Cowboys at 3, Chiefs 2, Eagles 1. Eagles have only lost one game this year. They're 10-1.
They're losing number 2 this week.
To the
Titans. Titans are going to beat them.
Call is my it shot. In Nashville?
Nope. In Philadelphia, even better.
Is it a 1 o'clock game?
I believe so, yep.
It's not prime time.
It's not prime time. They kept the Cowboys Colts on there. Yeah, you say that's good. You'd much rather watch us play the Eagles than Cowboys Colts on prime time. On Sunday night.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Titans are winning that game. 5.5-point underdogs, they're going to beat the Eagles outright.
Okay.
Mark it down. Okay. I don't tell you that unless I'm confident in it. I didn't say that about the Bengals. I wasn't confident about the Bengals. They will be beating the Eagles.
Are the Titans getting healthy this week? Are they getting players back? Because they've been banged up.
They need their center, Ben Jones, back. He should be back from a concussion.
Okay.
Our run game can't really function without him. We need him to be out there.
Okay, you better get to your list. Only 2 minutes left.
Number 5, the Miami Dolphins. Mm. Make the noise, Cam. No, we can tell. Try one more time. Better, but still not great. Yeah. Number 4.
That's a dolphin that got his fin chopped off.
Number 5, Dolphins. Number 4, make the sound for a eagle, Cam. Philadelphia Eagles
are
coming at number 4 for me. I know they're 9-1 or maybe even 10-1 at this point. I don't like who they've beaten. They ain't beating no good teams. Don't like them. Not a fan, and the Titans are beating them this weekend. Number 3, make a sound for a Dallas Cowboy, Cam.
Quit running away from me, girl.
Number 2, I don't know how you can make a sound for a San Francisco 49er other than saying I want gold.
I love everyone. San Francisco's my favorite town.
Easy. The San Francisco 49ers, number 2. I have them at number 2. I think they're the second best team and the best team in the NFC right now.
Oh, wait. Who do you have at 1?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Definitely don't want to do that one.
Oh, we can do that one.
I was going to do that.
Yeah. I'd call him a piece.
No, I wasn't going to do that. Yeah.
Dolphins, Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers, Chiefs. What do you think?
How do you rank them? Dolphins, Eagles.
Cowboys, 49ers, Cowboys. Chiefs. I think at this point in the season, I'm not that worried about people's records. I'm worried about what you look like right now.
The Cowboys
will beat the Eagles when they play in Dallas. The Cowboys will beat the Eagles in the playoffs if they play.
They didn't beat them in Philly.
They did not. They had Cooper Rush.
Yeah, that's true. So it's going to be like the 80s again. Or early 90s.
Cowboys versus 49ers.
Plus, you've got the Bills.
Yep. And the Dolphins.
Who was the other good AFC team that the Bills used to play in the early 90s?
The Bengals are pretty good around that time.
Broncos had Elway, didn't they?
Broncos
they
are good, ever? And the Bengals are pretty good, too, around that time, too.
Well, the Broncos not going to be there this
no,
year.
No, they're not going to be good anytime
soon.
But we could
have a repeat of the late 80s, early 90s here.
I think the Oilers are pretty good. I think the Oilers are pretty good, too, back then.
Yeah. What happened?
Why did they move to Nashville?
Money. Julia Hurley with Realty Executives is a sports relocation expert and ranked in the top 1.5% in the nation. Julia Hurley with Realty Executives is our top pick. Located in Knoxville, serving our Vol fans, athletes, and employees. Call Julia Hurley today at 865-237-7328. That's 865-237-7328. Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Cam, you got any problem with my top five?
I
know it's a little bit out there.
I probably have the Eagles still higher just because winning in the NFL is hard. I get that they haven't played anybody, but still 10-1 is a pretty good accomplishment at this point in the season.
Well, they're going to lose to the Titans this week. They'll be 10-2. Go ahead and jot that one down. Jot that one down. We got a John Elway, speaking of Johns, and John.
Oh, yep.
John Mayer.
So we're up to like eight?
Yeah, we're working on it. John Fox, the former Broncos coach.
Yeah. What about John
Jinglehammer Smith?
Cusack. He was in 1408 movie, wasn't he?
Yep. I don't know if that was the number. No, that's the hotel one, right?
Yeah, it was weird. It was 1408. Okay. I'd bet anything.
I'm not saying you're wrong, buddy.
Okay.
Hour two in the books. We'll play some trivia in hour three. We'll do some headlines trivia. We'll keep an eye on the soccer game. It'll be a great hour. Stick with us.